Good morning again.
Good morning. Good morning.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, just to remember and to rediscover what it means to truly rest. Lord, we thank you. You have given us grace. And you've given us prayer as well, Lord. Two weapons against the burdens that we face in this world. Help us, Lord, to use them to your glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, one of those commandments was, you shall remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For in 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth. And on the seventh, he rested. What I find to be interesting is that God has to make rest a command. And why is that? Why does God have to make rest a command? Because shouldn't it be grace? You've worked hard. Take a 10-minute break. You've worked hard. Here's your paycheck. You've worked hard. Have a paid vacation, right? Those are all wonderful things, right? We like to be able to rest. And yet sometimes rest becomes a challenge because how we rest can even be a burden. I was on the road stopping by a gas station here in our blessed state of California. And it was about 1 a.m., and I stop in the mini mart to get something to sustain me and keep me awake for my drive. And I talk to the person who's working, who was working in the mini mart, and I said, "So, what time did you start? What time did you get off?" He says, "Oh, I started an hour ago, but technically, I don't get off till 5 p.m. tonight because I got two jobs." That's not an uncommon thing here in California. People working two jobs. In fact, perhaps maybe that's one of the reasons why, you know, oftentimes we think of why do we struggle bringing people to church? It used to be churches were a lot more fuller. Well, maybe it's not that we're running out of Christians. Well, there's fewer of those, that's true. But also, people just have to work all the time to be able to live here. That's hard to deal with. You've got to be able to pay your bills, right? Rent is even more expensive in California than paying a mortgage right now. How did that happen? And yet, here we are, where a bunch of people, they live in one of the most beautiful areas ever. I've said it before, I'll say it again. My favorite season of the year is San Diego County. And yet, you kind of work hard to maintain a lifestyle here. And it's like, man, I thought I'd be going to the beach almost every single week. Nope, gotta work hard, right? Gotta keep working to sustain. And then there's the burdens of just taking care of everything, right? Those long to-do lists. Perhaps you're one of those people that in order to feel like you can rest, you have to have every single thing done on your to-do list. But isn't it amazing how your house will always find something for you to fix? Your house will always find something that needs to be cleaned. Your pets will want attention. Your children will need your attention, will demand your attention. Every waking hour, there is always something that can and needs to be done. And after all, if we're going to be good human beings, we have to get these things done. We have to take care of our children. We have to take care of our pets. And if we host people, we need to be good hosts. So the house needs to be spotless. Burn, 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 burn. And we lay on our socks. And then, let's talk about actual times where we do rest. How do we do it? I am guilty of this just as everybody else. Not as much anymore, but I used to live for those moments when I would have the daily work done, the boy was asleep, and I could sit down on the couch and watch whatever I wanted to watch. It's amazing because we'll be so busy that we won't find time to do some things that we need to get done. And yet we still manage to binge watch our favorite show on a streaming service. Or we still manage to catch the game, things like that. Right? And I'm not faulting that time to sit down. But when your rest becomes, when your schedule gets thrown off because you're recreation. When you're trying to recreate so much that you don't have time for anything else, then that becomes a problem. Think about going on vacation. How hard is it to get out of town? To take care of everything. If you have a job, you have to work hard, really hard the week before you go, and then you got to catch up when you get back. So even vacations can be tough. And then I think about a lot of the people who I love who are completely living in this world and don't know Christ. And a lot of times when we get together and relax, they have to have a drink in their hand. And obviously, as many of you know, I am not a teetotaler by any way, shape, or form. But I have known people who were very kind to me, but I also just happened to notice because just of the way they lived, it wasn't uncommon for them to have many drinks in order for them to sleep that night. America also has a huge opioid epidemic going on. There are enough prescriptions, I think it's of drugs that contain Oxycontin, I believe, for almost every single American to have one. And I don't have one, but yet people are still able to get these. So people are trying to find ways to escape their burdens of this life, and they're using terrible, self-destructive ways to do this. And no matter how expensive it gets, people are still able to spend money on booze and things of that nature to try to find their release. And so, yes, as your pastor, I believe that true rest can only come from one source. In Matthew 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What about some of the greatest burdens after that burden us at night? The things that we can't control. All the what ifs that we wonder, well, what if this happened? What if What if this happens? Or what if this person shows up? What if he keeps spending this way and don't make enough money? Like, what's gonna happen? Like, how are we gonna get through these things? What if the car breaks down? What if the kids get sick? What if? What happens if I die? What if God looks at my sins and says, I am unforgivable? What if this, what if that? Burdens, right? Burdens. And Jesus says, come to me, all who are burdened and need rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How many of you know what a yoke is? I'm sure many of you do. Right? We do. California is still farm country, right? And you get that image of two oxen being strapped together. You got the wood piece that goes above them, and in that wood piece is locked in two little things that goes around their neck. And harnesses them together so that they can pull together that big, heavy plow to plow the fields and get the work done. Or they can pull the carts together, right? So big, heavy oxen can do that work. Jesus is saying he wants to be yoked to you. He wants you to be yoked to him so that all the burdens of this world that you're carrying, he's actually doing the heavy lifting for you. He wants you to trust in him. That is where rest comes from. That is why the Sabbath is so important. And not just coming to church Sabbath, but taking that time to realize that you are a child of God through every single thing that you go through. Whatever it takes to remember that. Does reading the daily bread every day? Does doing a devotion every day? Does praying every day? If those things remind you and bring you closer to God, do those things. Spend time with him. And yes, obviously in the Old Testament, God does say, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And in Hebrews, it doesn't change. It says, don't forsake the gathering. Because think about it. Throughout the entire week, you are beat up with worries and lies and law after law and do this and to-do list and all these kinds of things. And if you don't do this, this is going to happen. But if you do this, this will happen. And it's all law. And here we have a sanctuary of grace. And that's why God says, to rest, and even has it commanded, because otherwise we're going to miss the invitation as well. I always find that commandment to be the funniest commandment, because it's like, yeah, he's commanding me to rest, and yet that's actually what I really want to do. Like, I want to be free from burdens. Putting your trust in God, who sent his son to die for your sins, who sent his son to give you new life, that is the key to having all burdens released. Now, you might be saying those lies in the back, there's those lies that are told. Like, there's those fake Bible verses that people think that are in the Bible, because somebody said them. God helps those who help themselves. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Because God helps those who can't help themselves. I cannot, by my own will or my own reason, come to believe in Jesus Christ. I cannot, by my own will, by my own reason, make up for the sins that I've committed. I can't. I need Jesus. And not only that, Jesus doesn't want to just help us with the eternal destination, but he wants us to lean on him for everything daily in our lives. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And people might just say, that is so foolish. Because you gotta work so hard. And I totally believe in working hard. I totally understand that there is a difference between somebody getting a hand up in need and also sometimes how just giving people stuff who just want to receive and receive and receive and not work for anything and just leech off you. And they're looking for handouts all the time. I can understand how that actually doesn't help them out. I get that. Hard work is incredibly important. But the key is looking to Jesus and understanding that he is going to take care of the things that we can't take care of. And having faith in that. And faith does not mean you're absent and devoid of wisdom. But only wisdom can come from faith. And trusting that there is a God who wants you to listen to him. And that wisdom is following his word. And wisdom saying, you know what? If I take time out of my day to pray, or I take that time out of the week to come and worship, God is going to give me all the things that I'm going to trust that he's going to give me all those things and more. And that whatever I might be risking missing out on, and whatever I may miss out on, that's okay. Because God is going to take care of it. Pastor, and I don't hear this a lot here, but in my previous congregation, Pastor, I know I've missed worship a lot. I've just been so busy. What shows are you watching on Netflix? No. Busy. B-U-S-Y. B-B-U under S Satan Y yoke. Busy. Being under Satan's yoke. Okay? Come to me, you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what Jesus says. And you know what? If you're called a fool, here's what Jesus says before he gives that invitation to rest in him. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such is your gracious will. So yes, those who are too wise for God, they're not going to get it. And we may look foolish to them. Who cares? Because all things have been handed over to Jesus by the Father. As Jesus said, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Jesus has chosen to reveal the Father to you. He's chosen to reveal himself to you. He's given you the gift of the Holy Spirit to believe and call on his name. And therefore, you can rest knowing that everything is going to be all right. And that your actions that you take are in faith. Yes, I pray for my daily bread. But in faith, I get up every morning and I go to work. In faith, the Israelites crossed the Red Sea after God parted it. Right? They didn't just stand there. In faith, they moved. So sometimes your faith is going to produce the action to demonstrate that you have faith. In faith, Abraham and Sarah went to the land of Canaan. In faith, Samson pushed down the two pillars to destroy the Philistines that had imprisoned him. In faith, Gideon rose up to fight against the Midianites. In faith, David faced down Goliath. In faith, the apostles went out and preached, and the church was created. And by that faith, we have faith too. And in faith, you are passing along this blessed message and shining this light for other people. In faith, you woke up this morning and you came to worship so that you could find rest for your souls and to learn that Jesus Christ is with you. And you know something? In faith, it still works. It's still a four-letter word. And if you have a job and you work at that job, that work, they still got to pay you to do it, right? Because it's hard to do it. And one of the things that God said after the fall of man is that our labor for our food would be toilsome. Why? Because God was rejected in sin. And there's still going to be tough days. Tough days where our faith may be put to the test. But because we have these tasks before us, we can rest in Jesus Christ, knowing that He's going to help us find the proper balance to be whatever vocations He's given us, whether it's our jobs, whether it's being a spouse, a husband or a wife, a parent, child, taking care of those people around us, doing all the things that we need to do. Yes, even maintain a clean house, maintain your possessions, all those kinds of things. Every single thing that, yes, we need to do. God is going to help us do that. And that true rest in Him and that true joy is knowing that no matter what happens, mess up, fall or fail, there's grace. If we don't do something perfectly, there's grace. And God is going to work everything out. I do like somebody, somebody had a sign in their house that said, that I visited, and it said, "Good morning. I'm going to take care of all of your problems today." And underneath that quote was, "God." Yes. Jesus is going to take care of all of your problems today and tomorrow and for all eternity, as He promises. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Stressed? Pray. Worried about the nation? Turn off the TV and pray for it. Worried about your loved ones? Pray and trust that God is there. One last thing. When I was a bigger, that's like a passion with training wheels on, if you will, as a man. I had a supervising pastor, and I was still a student at the seminary. But I was visiting a woman in the hospital, and she still remembered the time when her pastor told her before she was having a major surgery, where it was risky, she might die. The pastor looked at her and said, "Look, you know you can't lose, right? Because either God is going to heal you through the surgery and give you days, or
you're going to enter into eternal life with Jesus. You can't lose. And she was telling me that story, and she said that happened almost 15 years ago. She still remembers that story. Jesus Christ can give us rest and peace through anything. Amen?
Amen.
And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guards our hearts and minds to keep them from now until life everlasting.